JFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Welcome back to What's the Buzz? You may know her as a cat of...
Playing it twice just to piss that guy off that called early today.
To talk about
excellent
a new
notion.
On the small screen. We're talking about the talented Holly Hunter in her new TV drama series called Saving Grace. Holly, thanks so much for joining us.
You suck that honey down. Good stuff.
Wrong Holly.
Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
They believe in God, and he believes in them. Don and Mike.
That would be just Mike and I.
Right.
There it is. That didn't include Buzz.
Right. Spotlight.
Hi there, Buzz.
Hi, Donna Mike.
How are things in your world without God?
Swell.
All right. Ready for more godless news?
Yeah, I am.
All right.
Tom Cruise is reportedly firing someone for passing gas, as I mentioned.
Oh.
It's this guy.
The actor who's shooting a World War II drama in Berlin, Tom Cruise is, he asked the cast and crew... for a moment of silence.
You're applauding for Berlin?
A newly united Berlin.
So those two hams going together.
A newly united Berlin. Uh-huh. Yeah, because it's just happened. Checkpoint Charlie just went down.
Exactly.
It's just now that East and West Germany are as one.
I was reading about it on the internet, and it's really fantastic.
Mr. Gorbachev, I'm Rob Spiewak. Tear down this wall.
Well, Tom Cruise, while filming, asked the gang for a moment of silence, the cast and crew, to remember the heroes who had brought down the Nazis. And that's when it happened.
What?
The guy passing gas.
Oh, I got you.
So it was loud.
Loud enough to be heard in the, among the cast and crew observing a moment of silence.
And they laughed, obviously?
I don't think they did. If they did, they suppressed their laughter. Unfortunately, you see, that happened just before the filming outside the place where these heroes were executed. Cruise is reportedly going over the film now to identify who dealt it so they can be fired. And that brings us to the unfortunate discovery in California of a U.S. naval base. A U.S. naval base that from the air looks like a swastika. Gesundheit.
Good Lord.
God.
That's quite a sneeze you got
there. I'm allergic to censorship. Sorry.
Well, then you're reacting properly.
My God. Look at all the babies we killed.
Wait a minute. That's not right.
Same type of activity, actually. Sneezing and that.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Unfortunate discovery in California. U.S. naval base that from the air looks like a swastika. Specifically, its barracks, which are joined as four L-shaped wings.
What makes a Nazi? How does he get that way?
Now, the Navy actually discovered this happenstance when the thing was built 40 years ago, but decided to go ahead with construction because it couldn't be recognized from the ground. That was before the satellite photos on Google Earth.
That's why Rob has now got a hot air balloon.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
And he's joining the military.
And a new screensaver. Not to generalize.
That's why I'm wearing this Navy outfit today.
I wondered.
With the short pants.
Now, not to generalize, but Native Americans have feet that are much bigger than other humans on the planet.
Sure, I knew that.
Their feet, generally, are taller than pale faces and other races from other places. And
Arapanatum, this is Ernie K. Scar.
At the Brockett Safeway.
Cover up the stinkweed.
Do you have the gribbles?
Do you have itchy feet?
And big itchy feet.
Mm-hmm. And again, not to generalize, but...
Lysol at the Brockett General Store.
Pick it up and you'll get ripped.
There's also a serious obesity problem among Native American youth, which has led to a serious diabetes problem. And the Native American foot is generally 3 widths wider than everyone else's. So now, Nike is making a shoe for them after a request from a Native American diabetes campaign.
For Bigfoot Indians.
Nike mm-hmm. measured hundreds of feet from more than 70 tribes across the U.S.
Big-footed Indians.
Yes.
Big-feet Indians.
Featuring sunset patterns on the tongue and heel, the shoes have fewer seams and a softer, thicker lining.
Good news, Chief Wahoo.
Yeah, Cleveland Indians.
Nike's new shoes are called N7s, a reference to the seventh generation theory. Some tribes look forward and backward 3 years to determine what their legacy will be this year. In Canada.
Chief Stinky Foot.
Up and at 'em there, Chief Stinky Foot.
At.
Where's one of those tapes?
New shoes from Nike for Native Americans.
Hold on, Buzz. We have a spotlight on Native Americans.
Yeah, this is a classic tape from this show.
Where's the one where he talks about doing the ad for Safeway?
If acting Whitey produced.
Ernie K. Scar is the guy's name.
And a DJ, right?
Supposedly.
Yeah, supposedly. We never really found out 100% what it was. A DJ maybe pretending to be.
I think we found like 99.99% that it was a goof.
A goof thing.
That it was a tape made for people in the radio business.
Supposed to be an Indian reservation radio station. And here we go.
Ernie K. Scar.
Here he is. Thank you, Robbie. Safeway's
got it. Fresh corn on the cob is irresistible, especially at Safeway's low prices. This week we got Washington grown, Canada number one corn on the cob. Value priced at three cobs for 88 cents. Doing it right. Sorry about this. I didn't know it was. Safeway's got it. Goddamn Whitey produced fucking commercials never come out the right way.
Okay.
Safeway's got everything. It's 88 cents for the corn and everything you need for a super summer barbecue. Charcoal, starter, napkins, and paper plates at Brockett Safeway.
Brockett Safeway.
I do.
He's got big feet.
Mm-hmm.
In Canada, a university study has concluded that the deeper a man's voice, the more women want him. The study says men with deep voices...
All right. A little quiet for Super Jock.
Study says men with deep voices father more children than men with higher voices because to women they seem older, healthier, and more masculine.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Hi, everybody.
Let's see. Oh, two nights ago in North Carolina.
Ever since I started taking steroids, God, my balls are so small. Like little raisins.
You'll get over it.
Two nights ago in North Carolina, a man got a good deal on a barbecue smoker he'd purchased from a storage facility. Somebody apparently hadn't paid their rent. Okay. Anyway, the guy gets the smoker home, opens it up, and finds part of a human leg wrapped in paper.
Oh,
hey,
man.
Bonus. You know what that means? What? Leftovers.
I guess that's your buddy in the smoker there.
Well, the leg belongs to a guy named Wood, John Wood of South Carolina, who's trying to get to North Carolina today to retrieve his amputated leg. Mm-hmm. See, here's what happened. John asked the doctors for the leg so that he could be buried as a whole person when that day comes.
So he's passed away.
No, he's still very much alive.
Well, when he passed away, we should all mourn him. We'll all be mourning Wood.
That's true. Anyway, John tried keeping it in a spare fridge, but it creeped out his family, so he stuck it in the smoker and dried it the way you make beef jerky.
When he passes, he'll be Deadwood.
Right. Good show.
The smoker eventually wound up in storage. One-legged John's off to retrieve the leg today. His sister told the local police, don't bring that thing to my house.
Well, of course, Elvis didn't like Natalie Wood because she smelled like fish.
He didn't like her at all.
And finally, go Badgers at the September 1st University of Wisconsin home.
I think Elijah Wood is an incredibly talented actor. Thank
you.
Life.
Thank you, boy.
He's no Topher Grace.
The University of Wisconsin's home game against Washington State, a woman approached a campus cop and asked, can you do anything about two people having sex in the women's restroom stall? They're going at it pretty good.
That's a bitch!
The woman then led the cop to the ladies' room on the upper deck.
Hey!
There, they found the couple just finishing up.
Ooh.
The officer says they both tried to pull up their pants, but the female was unsuccessful because she had them inside out.
Gay sex, whoa.
The couple tried to claim they were just going to the restroom together. Their credibility suffered, however, when they each blew a .15 on the breathalyzer.
I thought you could say they blew something else.
No, no.
Rudy, Mouse.
I thought of that. But these were a younger couple. As police began their separate interviews with the perps, the young man turned to the young woman and said, by the way, what's your name?
Good.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Sorry, we're out of time.
Arr. Peter North.
Be back tomorrow. You know, play-by-play, down and distance, all that stuff.
Yeah, look forward to the NFL preview tomorrow.
Not a chance. Penises. Or butts.
Yeah.
Or blood.
Same old. And it all mixes together.
It does. In a bucket with eggs on top.
Delicious.
All right, we'll see you then. Good day to you, sir.
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 Ed.
Big city salute to Bruce Martsky and his twitching eye. Hi, Rudy.
Yeah, Badger fans.
This is the Don and Mike Show.